This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Well, it's fall, and I don't care what you say. It's fall. I mean, it may be 105 degrees at your place. I'm telling you, it's fall. I felt it coming out here at our little homestead near the banks of the Ojolote. Morning temperatures were dipping into the low 60s, then 58. 56 degrees in the morning. Dry breezes. Oh, yeah, dry breezes. Totally welcomed dry breezes for those of us tired of constant humidity. Hey, our evaporative cooler is working. It's fall and the start of the season of seasons, and I am ready, and I bet you are too. At our place, cicadas are still calling along the nearby riparian corridor, and it is so loud. And males calling for females, females thinking, shut up already, I'll mate with you. Sometimes, you know, if you catch a male cicada, a quick snatch off a low branch, it will buzz loudly. A predator, a bird would drop it, or maybe a first-time human catcher might drop it. That buzz catches you off guard, right? It's very cool. Our young daughters, Sarah and Katie, when they were so adept at catching cicadas and putting them in a jar, and then, of course, letting them loose in the house, thinking that was just so funny. And Ms. Mosquiti and I did, too. Anyway, I thought of that, and males buzzing, when I stopped along our drive and picked up a cicada off the ground. It didn't buzz, so maybe a female, or maybe a tired male. Either way, male or female, its race was run, alive but done. I placed it in my shirt pocket so I could photograph it later. Of course, later, when I remembered it, my pocket was empty. Darn. But later still, I felt something crawling around on my neck. Oh, there you are. And I got a photo or two or three of a beautiful cicada. Well, anyway, those cicadas will be done soon. Females will lay eggs and tree twigs. Hatched youngsters, these nymphs, will drop to the soil and burrow in for two or three years, eating roots of plants in that soil. And the breeding and egg laying is done. A funny season of silence. Yay, I can hear birds calling. I can hear a well-behaved creek rippling over rocks. You know, so many changes coming. You could start a list. You don't have to. I'll start a list. And for this season of seasons, every change can be a season, you know. How fun. The weather changes. Flora and fauna respond with change. Or plants go dormant. Plants have seed that drops. Some animals leave. Some animals stay. Some animals arrive. I got to start a list for the season of seasons. Oh, and I was telling you about the cicada crawling on me. Well, there's this open gateway into our backyard, to our back door, double gates that are always open, and I've made these branches of emery oak and silk tassel and white flower and honeysuckle, and they're covered in Arizona canyon grape, Vitis arizonica, crawls all over it, right? So I've got this beautiful tunnel and these low branches, so low I have to duck when I remember. I have this very short memory. This ridiculous low tunnel. I don't care. It's just magical. And listen, there's this moth, the adult of the western grape skeletonizer, a small metallic blue moth. The female lays eggs on that Vitis arizonica, and the offspring, small caterpillars, eat the leaves. Well, in between the veins of the leaves, making these very beautiful, these see-through brown leaves. Those little caterpillars are actually quite pretty, with bands of yellow, blue, black, white. And they work in groups, it's like they're dancing across that leaf, to skeletonize the leaves of my grapevine tunnel. The low tunnel where my hat hits and beautiful small striped skeletonizers fall onto me, and I wear them on my hat, on my shirt, into the house. I wear them everywhere. The larva of Harrisina metallica. Harrisina honors, I'm pretty sure, the entomologist of T.W. Thaddeus Harris, an entomologist of the 1800s. Metallica, got to refer into the cool color of that tiny moth. Well, these guys, I think there are two or three generations in that tunnel. But I think this is time for the final pupate. You guys are done, you little Harrisina caterpillars. And, you know, that's a change. The season when grape skeletonizers disappear until next year. I'll have to find a new insect to wear into the house. Oh, man, listen. Fall has started. Oh, yeah, fall has started. The season of seasons in the borderlands of southern Arizona and northern Sonora. Fall is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.